So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Okay, so I have this confusion that keeps coming up over and over and over again. So I'm just going to create this one video and I'll probably just send it out to people that ask this question. What specific food will knock them out of ketosis? So I just wanted to do a video on the background so then you can answer this question yourself. There's really three scenarios that I want to kind of cover just to kind of clear up things, because sometimes this question is mixed in with breaking a fast because you're doing the ketogenic diet plus the fast at the same time. So you want to know, will this specific food break a fast? Okay. Well, anything other than water is going to break a fast. Anything. Okay. Now, will vitamins break a fast? Well, maybe just a tiny little bit, but it's only for a millisecond, okay? So I wouldn't worry about vitamins. I wouldn't worry about sea salt. But a true fast is just not eating and you're just drinking water, okay? That's it. So let's see, will a small amount of food break a fast? Yes. If it's a very small amount of salad, it might break a fast for a little tiny bit, but you can get right back on it. So the point is that you just wanna think with a true fast being nothing but water, okay? But anything will break the fast. But I do recommend people consume vitamins and minerals, electrolytes for sure when they're doing a fast, and definitely sea salt. The second scenario is, will a specific food knock me out of ketosis? Well, what controls whether you're in ketosis or out of ketosis is the carbohydrates, okay? You want to typically keep your carbs 20 to 50 grams. The worse the metabolism, the lower the carbs. So some people need to go 10, some people need to go zero carbs, okay? A very good testing kit would be the Keto Mojo. I like this because it measures ketones and blood sugars, okay? But you can get both to get a whole picture on what's going on, because when you increase your blood sugars, your ketones go down. If you decrease your blood sugars, your ketones will go up. So you can just kind of get a bird's eye view of what's happening, especially reaction after foods, eating certain foods, okay? So if you consume too much protein, that can knock you out of ketosis. So, but mainly it's the carbs. Okay, number three, this scenario, will this specific food knock me out of fat burning? Now realize that when you do a ketogenic plan, only 40% of your fuel is ketones. The majority of fuel, the rest of fuel, minus a very small amount of glucose, is fatty acids. So you're burning fatty acids in addition to ketones, but there's really no test that will determine that, okay? And there is a test, but it's very expensive, but there's not gonna be any test like this. You're gonna measure fatty acids. So if you're doing ketosis for a long period of time and your system is very efficient at burning ketones, you may do a urine test and find that there's very few ketones going on. Doesn't mean that you're not in ketosis, it just means that you're not wasting them through the urine. You want to use these tests with kind of judgment. But what we really want to know is, will this specific food stop me from burning my own fat, okay? Because the goal is to burn your own fat. Because if you're in ketosis, okay, you see the ketones coming out, those ketones could be coming from your dietary fat, not necessarily your own body fat. And so you want to keep your carbs low, not consume too much protein, and also not consume too much fat. So this would really play out when you have a very slow metabolism or you're plateaued. Let's say you're going through menopause and you just kind of hit this stall point. Well, then you can start reducing your fat and force your body to burn its own fat. Another mistake that people make is they think in their mind, I could take exogenous ketones, these ketones you can buy as a supplement, and that's gonna help me get into ketosis, but then they don't lose any weight. Well, because you're using this as a substitute for burning your own fat. The more you take this, the less your body will have to burn its own fat. So it's not just all about ketones, it's about you actually burning your own fat. It's about burning fatty acids and really understanding all these little pieces to this complex puzzle. Anyway, put your comments down below and tell me if this clears up the confusion or if now you're even more confused than you were before I explained this. So I want to know about what you think about this video. So please comment below and tell me what you think.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.